It's you know, it's a problem. It takes time. It's every day of just trying to get better and trying to learn the offense so that it's less thinking and more just reacting out there. And I think the guys are doing a great job of taking it home with them and really studying it, because with the amount of time we're allowed here, you can't really get in as much as you want to get in. So the guys are doing a great job, and it's you know, see where we're at when we get to training camp. But right now, I think we're on pace. There's similarities and there's differences. There's only so many things you can do on a football field. I think Cromer and everyone else involved and Mark have a great understanding of how to get guys open, how to protect the football, how to open up gaps in the run game. So, but right now, you know, we're just kind of trying to learn the basics of the offense. Really, whenever you want to get into it, it's a three-year process to learn an offense. I mean, it just is what it is. It takes time. It's hard to go out there year one and blow the doors off. But we're going to do the best we can with the time allowed, and we'll see where we're at. Well, he's got a lot of ex-quarterbacks that have talked him up and preached very good about him, and rightfully so. He does a great job. I really enjoy working with him. He understands quarterbacks. He understands how to protect quarterbacks. He's able to get in your mind and see what you're seeing and think what you're thinking and give you the best possible solutions. He's not going to send you out there with plays that aren't going to work or plays that are going to work versus some defenses and not others. He's going to give you a lot of answers, but make sure it's simple enough so that everyone else can understand. Well, it's business. Phil and everyone, all the scouts, everyone thought this was the best thing for the team. I do know that this is the most competitive locker room I've ever been in, talent-wise, speed-wise. We got some guys in there that can really play football, and we got a lot of them, which is a good thing. So it's going to be tough when it comes down to cuts to see exactly how it shakes out. Yeah, tall, athletic, good hands, a lot of speed. So, but like I said, it's a lot of competition in there. He's kind of behind the eight ball. He's behind the other guys. So got a lot of catching up to do. Receiver-wise, I think we got some really good guys. We got some really good skill guys on the offensive side. So he's going to have to catch up to us. Yeah, we're working on it. I mean, Martellus, the thing about him, he wants to be great. He doesn't want to be good. So every day he comes out here working, and he's always asking us questions of what he can do better, how he can improve. So he's a rare breed. He's able to block. He's able to run. He's got a really good feel in the passing game of zone man. So he's fun to work with. You don't find many guys like that running around. He says he's abstract, so take that for what it's worth. We've talked about it, and I said, hey, you know, some of your creativity, we got to leave that in the locker room. But he brings a different different humor, different swagger to that offensive group. I mean, he keeps things light, but he knows when it's time to work. So it's good having him in meetings to kind of break some of the monotony up, and out here when things get a little bit stagnant. He's a tall guy, and he's not afraid to use his voice, so it's good having him around. We're putting in stuff. I mean, it's every day, you know, we're putting stuff in. It's kind of one of those things where we're not really going to go back. We're going to kind of keep trying to moving forward and keep as many guys as we can on top of it each and every day. And if we come to a point where we have to take some time and reteach some things, then so be it. But with the schedule now, I don't think you're able to really do it how you used to do it and go through installs 2-3 times throughout the off season. You just don't have enough time in the day. You're restricted too much. So you kind of have to just burn through it, and guys have to take it home and be professionals about it and learn it when they're not here.